ones. They're averaging statewide 302. Had a load top at like 317 this week on some like 5 1/4 steers. Some 6 1/4 steers had a top of 270. Some 730 pound steers had a part load of them top at 256. The 650 pound steers, 277.75. Some seven weights really good this week, 760 pounds. Those are heavy seven weights at 245 1/4. And then we had a couple of those loads, reputation, come from North Missouri, heavy eight weights, 236.75. So some really good prices on those cattle. On the heifer side, a part load 500 pound heifers brought 272.50, and then some 700 pound heifers, a full load of them at 226.75 with a top of 230. So pretty much across the board this week, all those cattle a good $10 higher than the lighter tests that we've seen last week.
Thanks, Tony. Cash hogs found some strength this past week and ended Friday on a positive note. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $1.64 with a weighted average of 56.27. The Iowa Minnesota was $1.97 higher with a weighted average of 57.23. The Western Corn Belt was 253 higher with a weighted average of 57.62. According to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early wean pigs are $4 per head higher. All feeder pigs are mostly steady. Demand was moderate for moderate offerings, and the weighted average for all early wean pigs was 43.06, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was 47.85. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin,
a civic media station.
Join us this Sunday for a heartfelt cause. The Ithaca Lions are hosting a breakfast fundraiser for Kathy Coppernall at the Ithaca High School Commons from 7 until 12:30. The menu is stacked with goodness: pancakes, eggs, milk, ham, cheese, and applesauce. Your support means the world. And that's not all. Indulge your sweet tooth with the bake sale and explore treasures at the silent auction. For donations or more information, call Phyllis Pauls at 608-604-3576. Let's come together for Kathy, a morning of delicious food, community, and compassion. See you there Sunday at the Ithaca Commons from 7 until 12:30.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Hey, good Saturday to you. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter for WRCO. We'll have a dense fog advisory remain in effect until 10 a.m. this morning, as we'll expect another foggy day today. High temperatures climb to near 40 degrees this afternoon with northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll be mostly cloudy throughout the day today. Temperatures, however, fall below freezing for tonight, which could lead to some icy spots as we see temperatures dip to near 29. Staying cloudy overnight with northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll keep the clouds in the forecast through Sunday morning, giving way to some sunshine by Sunday afternoon. High temperatures just a touch cooler, near 37, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And we'll be a touch colder going into Sunday night under partly cloudy skies, so another good chance for any refreezing of melting snow overnight Sunday night. Lows dip to near 22. However, winds will be turning to the west and to the southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. This will bring in some warmer temperatures as we go into Monday. Partly cloudy skies expected throughout the day. Highs will climb to near 41. Southwest winds at 7 to 15 miles per hour. Clouds increase again going into our Monday night. There will be a small chance we see some light sprinkles or flurries overnight on Monday night. No significant accumulations expected. Lows will fall to near 30 degrees as most of that precipitation will wrap up early on Tuesday morning. Throughout the day on Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs near a mild 40 degrees once again. We'll see lows for our Tuesday night fall back to near 26 under partly cloudy skies. We'll keep the mild temperatures in the forecast again for Wednesday, highs near 40, and we'll go into our Wednesday night with lows falling to near 27. Warmer conditions expected Thursday and into Friday with some more sunshine in the forecast, which will be a welcomed sight after all the clouds through the early portions of the week. Highs climb to near 45 on our Thursday. Another pleasant day expected on Friday with highs near 45 once again. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
We're currently at 34 degrees so far. That is the morning low. Following our high yesterday of 39, we received 27 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday. Just a trace of light mist so far this morning. Our record high comes to us from the year of 2002 when it was 57. The record low, 24 below, 1988. 1 year ago on this date, 34 degrees was our high, 11 degrees the low. The sun will rise this morning at 7:23, sunset today at 5:07, and 7:22 for a sunrise tomorrow morning as the daylight portion of our day continues to grow. The barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.21. The air is calm. And as we mentioned earlier today, we do have dense fog. As a matter of fact, we're under that dense fog advisory until 10 a.m. And we did receive a little bit of mist earlier today. Our high yesterday, 39. Currently dense fog in the area. We're at our morning low of 34 degrees. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
With the downtown view, but she's seen enough. She's making plans to get away down a two-lane road to a quiet place, a dot on the map. Her suitcase is packed. She's heard about a town in West Virginia. She loved the name, but she's never been there. She's on the road to Rome. In her heart she knows it's time to take a chance. She's headed south, Highway 85, as fast as that Mustang will drive. With hope, a prayer, and a plan, she's on the road to romance. With the radio playing, she drives on. Just before the West Virginia line, she pulls off the road. She walks into a small cafe, sits down at the counter to take a break. A suitcase in his hand, he asks, "Is the seat taken, ma'am? My car broke down, I was headed to a place in West Virginia. I love the name, but I've never been. Time to take a chance. They're headed south, Highway 85, as fast as that Mustang will drive. With hope, a prayer, and a plan, they're on the road to romance. They were both looking for a chance. She knows it's time to take a chance. They're headed south, Highway 85, as fast as that Mustang will drive. With hope, a prayer, and a plan, they're on.
I got lost on the road to Romance, Wisconsin one time. When I finally realized that where I was coming into Westby on a side road, but that's a story for another day. That was Susie Dobbs. Here's Jerry Lear from 2002. Changes If I Could.
I got a new apartment. I sit out on the deck. I've got a killer view of my new Corvette. Stereo is playing all my favorite tunes. The only thing I'm missing here is you. I won't deny that life's been treating me real good, but I can't lie, I'd make some change if I could. I bought some brand new clothes. You ought to see me now. I got myself in shape. I've been working out. I've got a bunch of friends. They call me on the phone. They know how much I hate being alone. I won't deny that life's been treating me real good, but I can't lie, I'd make some changes if I could.
Hi, this is John Tesh. For the best news, weather, sports, and music, keep your radio tuned to WRCO and Adam Hess.
Mountain.
news for your weekend wake up. Yet this half hour, we will hear from Kenny Rogers from the request line. We also have news, weather, and sports coming your way at the bottom of the hour, and it's time for two in a row. It's Randy Travis. This was his release from 03. It's called Pray for the Fish on your weekend wake up from WRCO-FM all around the world at WRCO.com, and you can find me on the Civic Media app.
Everybody gathered where the river runs wider at the edge of town to see if that Eddie Lee Vaughn baptism was really gonna go down. Folks bet hard-earned money that water wouldn't change a thing. They set the odds at 100 to 1 his soul would never come clean. Then the preacher said, people, take a moment or two. It's something we need to do. Pray for the fish. They won't know what's coming when the sand starts rolling off the likes of him. Lord, be with them. They ain't done nothing. Please, won't you leave them just a little bit of room to swim? Pray for the fish. Well, the preacher ducked him under that cool, clear water, then he did it again. Eddie came up yelling, Lord in heaven, hallelujah, I'm a brand new man. Well, the water got to bubbling, sky got to rumbling, and the thunder backed up the choir. The fish started jumping, it was like they were swimming in a lake of fire. Then Eddie's mama stepped out of the crowd and started yelling out loud, pray for the fish. They won't know what's coming when the sand starts rolling off the likes of him. Lord, be with them. They ain't done nothing. Please, won't you leave them just a little bit of room to swim? Pray for the fish. He said, everybody cross your fingers, fold your hands. Pray for old Eddie, but before we say amen, pray for the fish. Lord, be with them. They ain't done nothing. Please, won't you leave them just a little bit of room to swim? Pray for the fish. Lord, pray for the fish.
It's a weekend wake-up twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till 4. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone, digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on my finger and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home, yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. But I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. And I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. Dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm
been gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Assuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone.
WRCO.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament starts at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. Grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Walsh's Ace Hardware, Big Prairie Storage, and Jones Chevrolet. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th for the annual Fishery. Don't miss it. Join us this Sunday for a heartfelt cause. The Ithaca Lions are hosting a breakfast fundraiser for Kathy Coppernall at the Ithaca High School Commons from 7 until 12:30. The menu is stacked with goodness: pancakes, eggs, milk, ham, cheese, and applesauce. Your support means the world, and that's not all. Indulge your sweet tooth with the bake sale and explore treasures at the silent auction. For donations or more information, call Phyllis Pauls at 608-604-3576. Let's come together for Kathy, a morning of delicious food, community, and compassion. See you there Sunday at the Ithaca Commons from 7 until 12:30.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Oh, Ruby, I still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. Oh, for God's sakes, turn around.
Good
Kenny Rogers and his backing band, the first edition, Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town. It's your Saturday morning weekend wake up, moving to 6:30. We'll have news, weather, and sports coming your way. We have lots of fog. There's a dense fog advisory in effect until 10 a.m. this morning. We're at 34 degrees in our seat.
Every day I read ads in the paper saying, come to the island.
Come to the island.
Bikini ladies, sweet rum drinks, they'll keep you smiling.
Down in the island.
But I've got calypso music on the record at home. When it comes to the warmth and the sunshine, well, I got my own. You're my Jamaica. You're where I wanna be. You're my island when I'm being tossed on a stormy sea. It's all so exciting.
Come on down, come on down, come on down.
I've got my flowery shirt and rum punch in my hand. And my own exotic lover in my native land. You're my Jamaica. You're where I want to be. You're my
Good morning. It's 6:30. We have dense fog and we're at 34 degrees, our morning low. This news update is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, which include unparalleled opportunity for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual worker. And by Computer Connections, Y Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. We're under a dense fog advisory. That is until 10 a.m. this morning. Foggy, and then maybe just overcast and damp conditions today, high near 40. Things could freeze up tonight, so there could be a lot of slippery areas with a low near 28, 37 tomorrow, 41 by Monday. Again, we're at our morning low with dense fog. We're at 34 degrees. Our news continues in a moment. It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites.
Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why connect wireless?
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Adam Haas. Here's what you need to know. A judge has ruled the case of a 15-year-old Wisconsin boy accused of killing a 10-year-old girl after luring her into the woods will remain in adult court. Chippewa County Judge Stephen Gibbs, in a decision issued on Monday, sided with the state in ruling that court proceedings in the slaying of 10-year-old Liliana Lily Peters will remain in adult court. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports Gibbs recently heard arguments from lawyers representing the suspect who sought to have the case moved to juvenile court. The teen is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and two counts of sexual assault first degree in the girl's 2022 killing. The Republican author of a bill that is looking to limit abortions in Wisconsin says getting pregnant should be voluntary. Representative Amanda Niedweski spoke during Thursday's debate at the State Assembly.
Because I believe pregnancy should be voluntary, I support the exceptions in this bill for medical emergencies and for rape and incest. However, Mr. Speaker, I also believe in personal responsibility. Except for the tragic circumstances for which exceptions have been made in this bill, most women are not forced to get pregnant.
The bill calls for a binding statewide referendum on whether abortion care should be prohibited after 14 weeks of pregnancy. Representative Joel Kitchens objected to characterizing the procedure as health care.
And if you believe that a fetus is a human life, then abortion is not health care. You know, in my veterinary career, I did thousands of ultrasounds on animals, you know, determining pregnancy and that kind of thing. So I think I know mammalian fetal development better than probably anyone here.
The Sturgeon Bay lawmaker joined most of his fellow Republicans in voting for the bill, although several who won an outright abortion ban voted no along with all Democrats. Governor Tony Evers has promised to veto the bill if it reaches his desk. Grand County officials are looking for information after a hit-and-run crash Tuesday morning near Dickeyville. The crash happened on Highway 151. According to the sheriff's office, a 25-year-old Platteville man was driving on the highway when another vehicle crossed into his lane and hit his vehicle, causing his vehicle to roll over in the median. The man was not hurt. The other vehicle then drove away. Anyone with information is asked to call the sheriff's office. The FBI says more teenage boys are victim of extortion on social media. Special Agent Curtis Cox says scam artists will pretend to be an attractive girl, ask for nude photos, then threaten to post them online if they don't pay money.
Fear of being exposed that way causes these kids to panic. Sometimes they attempt to make the payments, which is a big mistake. It doesn't solve the problem. It only exacerbates it. And unfortunately, oftentimes we see this anxiety lead to self-harm or thoughts of suicide.
Cox urges parents to discuss sextortion with their kids. A Madison man has been arrested for throwing snowballs. Now, it sounds pretty juvenile, but it wasn't a laughing matter for a woman that was the target. Tuesday night, police say a man became upset with a woman he thought was taking too long to get gas, so he started throwing snowballs at her car and is also accused of pounding on her windows. Police arrested him on charges of disorderly conduct and bail jumping. The Highlands Lions Club's annual Dean Olson Memorial Fishery is going on today at the Black Hawk Lake Recreation Area. Gates open at 5, with registration beginning at 8:30 at the boat landing. Contest entries must be registered by 2 p.m. The day will also include a Kids Learn to Ice Fish for children up to 15 years of age from 9 to noon. Those who do not fish can also enjoy a euchre tournament beginning at 11. The entry fee is $5. There'll be meat paddles, a live auction, raffles, and food and refreshments available at the heated pavilion. The Riverdale Communities Education Foundation is hosting an annual winter carnival today at the Riverdale Elementary School. What started as a thank you to the community has turned into a fundraiser for the Riverdale Communities Education Foundation. Greg Kinney is a member of that foundation.
Started out kind of just as a way to give back. You know, we run golf outings, we run bowling fundraisers, we run food stands to raise our money. So we're always taking people's money. So it was Jamie's idea that she came up with it, that this is a way we could give back to a lot of families that maybe, you know, don't get to go out and do things. And it's in the middle of the winter, and you know, people would like to get out and get some exercise within the buildings. And so that's kind of what it came up as at the beginning. But it has turned into a fundraiser for us now because we've gotten such huge crowds and the concession stands are very busy. And it started out just a way of us giving back a little bit as an organization, and has grown from there.
The Winter Carnival is meant to serve the entire area as a fun day for families. The carnival will be held at the Riverdale Elementary School from 11 until 3 today. Admission and the carnival games are all free. Concessions will be available for purchase along with wristbands priced at $10 for the Thunder Showers Bounce House. And the Ithaca Lions Club will host a benefit pancake breakfast for Kathy Coppernall tomorrow from 7 until 12:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. You can enjoy pancakes, scrambled eggs, ham, cheese, applesauce, and milk. The cost is $10 for adults, $5 for students, and free for preschoolers. The event will also include a bake sale and silent auction. If you'd like to make a donation at the sale or auction, you can contact Phyllis Pauls, 608-604-3576.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
A dense fog advisory is in effect for our entire listening area until 10 a.m. today. Foggy and then another overcast damp day with a high near 40. For tonight, cloudy and quiet, temperatures falling below freezing late in the evening into the overnight hours. So be aware there are going to be icy spots throughout the area with a low at 29 now. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, maybe some sun by late afternoon, 37. And partly cloudy Monday, increasing clouds with a small chance of light rain Monday night into Tuesday, a high on Monday at 41, and we're projecting 45 by Thursday. Lots of fog, and we're at our morning low. It's 34 degrees. A look at sports is on the way next.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5, and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center. Join us this Sunday for a heartfelt cause. The Ithaca Lions are hosting a breakfast fundraiser for Kathy Coppernall at the Ithaca High School Commons from 7 until 12:30. The menu is stacked with goodness, pancakes, eggs, milk, ham, cheese, and applesauce. Your support means the world, and that's not all. Indulge your sweet tooth with the bake sale and explore treasures at the silent auction. For donations or more information, call Phyllis Pauls at 608-604-3576. Let's come together for Kathy, a morning of delicious food, community, and compassion. See you there Sunday at the Ithaca Commons from 7 until 12:30.
Good morning, time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, brought to you by the Driftless Area Group, your local surveyors, real estate, sales, insurance agents, and offering interior design services. and by Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. I'm Adam Hess. Our featured high school broadcast last night was girls basketball. It was Prairie du Chien in Richland Center, and Phil Nee was on hand.
Prairie du Chien won a conference girls basketball game over Richland Center on Friday night, 89-17. The Blackhawks broke a 2-2 tie and went on a 29-0 run to start the game on the way to a 48-4 lead at halftime. The Hornets were led in scoring by Ava Martin, who hit 2 3-pointers for 6 points. Chloe Darling added 5, Carly Meaden 3, Ella Weiss 2, and Libby Ruland 1. Richland Center went 5-for-9 from the free throw line. The Blackhawks were led in scoring by Rita Achenbach with 22, Carly Kramer added 19, Greenlee Cron scored 18, Tana Radloff 13. Prairie du Chien made 5 3-pointers and went 2-for-3 from the free throw line. Prairie du Chien won the JV game over Richland Center 35-23. Following the 89-17 varsity win, Prairie du Chien is now 13-4 overall and 5-1 in the Southwest Conference. They have a Saturday afternoon game against Barneveld. The Hornets are now winless after 17 games and 0-7 with the loss in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. They will play at La Crosse Logan in a non-conference game Tuesday night before returning to the Southwest League against Lancaster at home on Thursday night. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other scores from girls basketball. Ithaca hosted North Crawford, and the Bulldogs pulled out a 54-28 home court victory. Dodgeville 70, River Valley 38. Mineral Point a 69-43 win over Riverdale. Fenimore 59, Boscobel 53. Platteville 49-41 over Lancaster. Wazika Steuben 71-14 over Seneca. Kickapoo picked up the win against Lafarge Youth Initiative 58-47. Potosi Cassville 63-53 over Highland. A win for River Ridge over Benton 52-22. Cuba City 78-22 over Iowa Grant, and Wisconsin Rapids 73, Reedsburg 66. Boys finals from last evening. Viroqua over Black River Falls 72-59. Hillsboro picked up a 73-33 win against Wanewalk Center. DeSoto 66, Weston 51, West B over Arcadia 54-44. Royal 71, New Lisbon 20, Bangor over Brookwood 72-54. Reedsburg a 60-46 win against Sauk Prairie, and La Crosse Logan picked up a win over Sparta 65-51. AJ Storr scored 28 points, Stephen Krall added 15, and the number 13 Wisconsin Badgers beat Michigan State last night 81-66. The Badgers have now won 10 of their last 11. Wisconsin leads the Big Ten by one game over number 2 Purdue. A.J. Hogard scored 19 and Malik Hall added 13 for the Spartans, which had its three-game winning streak stopped. Headman Tom Izzo remained stuck on 699 career victories. Storr went 9 of 17 from the field and 7 of 8 from the free throw line to fall 1 point short of a career high. Doc Rivers is about to resume his coaching career at a place where his jersey hangs from the rafters. The Milwaukee Bucks officially announced Friday night they had hired Rivers to take over for the fired Adrian Griffin, who was let go on Tuesday after just 43 games in his rookie season. Rivers played from 1980 through 1983 at Marquette, and they share a home arena with the Bucks, and Marquette retired Rivers' number 31 jersey. This move represents a major shift in terms of head coaching experience. Griffin had never been a head coach before the Bucks hired him a summer ago. Rivers' background as a head coach extends almost a quarter century. Speaking of the Milwaukee Bucks, they take on the New Orleans Pelicans in non-conference action today. The two teams meet tonight for the first time this season. The Bucks are 20-5 at home. New Orleans is 12-9 on the road. Pregame on WRCE is at 6:30 p.m. That game can be heard on WRCE AM 1450 and FM 107.7.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Was breaking her heart, and she was breaking mine. So for the sake of her feelings and the sake of my pride, I told her not to worry about me. So I'm sitting here soaking up the neon lights, misery, looking for some company. And tonight I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming the back and laughing out loud. With the smoke so thick, the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like I just don't care. If they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds, looking for a party crowd. It'll dawn on me tomorrow, wherever I wake up, look back and try to recall just where the heck's my truck. So take my keys and lock them up tight and let the good times flow. And I worry about tomorrow when it comes to light. The night's still young and I'm on the road tonight. I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud. The smoke so thick, the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care. If they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds, looking for a party crowd. Crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud with smoke
I can say to David Lee Murphy is sometimes you have to sort of be careful what you're looking for. You just might find it. He's looking for a party crowd for your weekend wake up. 6:51, and we're at 34 degrees in our journey to 7 o'clock. We'll have a look at your weekend forecast. According to Alex Winter, going to be another damp, dreary day, but pretty warm.
The Wisconsin Farm Center provides a neutral facilitator trained in mediation to help conflicting parties pursue understanding and eventual agreement in farm-related disputes. Services are available to help in credit issues, environmental concerns, farm family conflicts, and more. Learn more at datcp.wi.gov. This message in support of farm families is a service of Jones Chevrolet of Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business, ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen State Farm Insurance provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log and Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber. Meister Log and Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. I am pleased to announce we are carrying a new line of smokeless fire pit called Brio. These pits are made out of stainless steel and are built tough. The X series line comes in three sizes, while the Y series comes in one size, and you can use firewood, charcoal, or pellets, and it's portable for camping in the Y series. And don't forget the great accessories that you can get to cook one of the best meals you've ever had. So stop in at our Richland Center store to see the Brio, and as always, we appreciate your business.
100.9.
Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in raw. Up an alibi, but every light in the house is on, everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption, just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. No further exemption, just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
Goodbye.
red, goodbye, and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No, let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
That's Blackhawk. Goodbye says it all.
Goodbye says it all.
We're about 3 minutes away from the top of the hour when we will have a look at your weekend forecast. If you're driving, lots of fog, be careful.
Headlight, find you on a rainy night, steep grade up ahead, slow me down, making no time. But I gotta keep rolling. I close the windshield wipers, slapping out a tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. Yeah.